This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man, you're demanding. You're very, very demanding, aren't you?
Just trying to help out your pocketbook, my man.
That's true. I should not be criticizing in any way. But funny, I will.
Yeah,
I will.
No surprise.
I will.
No surprise.
That is Dave Harrigan. I am Chad Hartman, and I'm hungry. I just told this to you and Rusty. I went to kind of the big knocker of the salad places in downtown Minneapolis. Had one of the salads. First time I've done that in a long time.
Good salad?
Good salad. The cowboy. I don't like ranch dressing at all, but it was jalapeno. The jalapeno.
I can get with that.
Ranch, right? Good. I had that about an hour ago. When's lunch?
We're in the exact same boat.
Where is
I brought a salad, a kale thing with the poppy seed dressing. You can buy them at any grocery store.
Yeah.
They're delicious. And I'm starving. Absolutely starving.
Should we order pizza and share it?
I think so. Let's get a pie.
I think we need to do it. Why am I blanking? What's our place in what's our definitive pizza place in downtown Minneapolis, which has been there forever? Warehouse District. I mean, come on. It's over. What am I forgetting? The pizza place. Come on. It's been there forever.
Thinking like Delano's? No. They haven't been there forever.
No. Somebody text me, 651-461-9226. It's kind of the definitive downtown Minneapolis pizza place, Warehouse District. Oh, my God. Which city am I in? How old am I? I actually slept reasonably well. Pizza place downtown. Lindsay Peterson is chiming in. No, not Black Sheep.
I'm just looking at all the places on
I
the map.
Love,
Sal's,
I love Black Sheep. It was about a decade or so ahead of Black Sheep Pizza, but I like Black Sheep Pizza.
You're not thinking Pizza Luce, are you?
Pizza Luce.
Okay.
There we go. Pizza Luce. Very good.
What's the name of it? It's got pizza in the name.
Yeah. Not as bad as about 10 years ago or so when we were talking about Stillwater or something. What is it? And I go to Cook and Card. I go, what is that bridge in Stillwater? It lifts. What's that called again? Oh, yeah, it's the Stillwater Lift Bridge.
I had one in Rochester a couple weeks ago with my wife. We were going to get a pizza. And I said, we got pizza from a place down here that was pretty good. It was Mr. Something. And she's looking at a listing. Was it Mr. Pizza? Yeah, that's it, yeah. Mr. Pizza.
Oh, let me tell you about a beauty I did yesterday. Okay, so down here again today. And I have on kind of something similar to have on today, you know, like a light wrap, you know. This one with the finest golf experience in Minnesota, Northland.
A shawl.
It's not exactly a shawl, but it has a couple pockets. So I did some work, headed to the car, headed to get Q. Would find out later that he's at grandma's and he's not feeling well. So I was disappointed by that. I get to my car. You encouraged me to not park with the terrace. I appreciate that. So I walk's about four blocks, and I'm like, okay, wallet. Where's – oh, that's right. I left the wallet back. I go back. where's the wallet? Where is my wallet? It's not a good feeling.
No, that's not a good
feeling. It's not
bad.
Not a good feeling. I walk back to the car.
Rusty, take your wallet like you did your chair.
And I go back to the car. No wallet. I'm like, bleep, did it fall out of my pocket? I've got this coat where it's kind of, it doesn't have kind of the side pockets. You know, it's more the vertical than the horizontal pockets. Which
okay.
So I'm thinking, how could it fall out? I go back for a second time to the station. I'm like, where in the, and then I realized it was in kind of the long sleeve, kind of sweatshirty.
Sure.
What would you call that? I mean, it's not a sweatshirt. Like what I'm wearing today, how would you describe this?
It's a great question.
You know, it's not a jacket.
No, it's not like, a pullover. It's got a full zip.
Is it a shacket?
It could be a shacket.
It's kind of a shacket,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's more like a kind of jacket sweater, because this isn't really a shirt.
No, it's very much a hybrid.
Yes.
It's about three different clothing items all in one.
It's a hybrid. I really like it. But the hybrid I was wearing yesterday, the wallet was in the hybrid, not in my jacket. So I'm walking back and forth, and I finally go, I said the F word. And I just started laughing at myself. I'm just such a moron.
I've done that 100 times.
I mean, it's like proud moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're feeling really savvy at that point. extra exercise, though.
You got those steps.
I got some extra steps in. The word comes out, the former vice president of the United States has classified documents. You're like, Hey, dope, I just heard you forget to say pizza luce, and guess what? Your wallet was in your, I don't know, what would the combination be of the sweater coat if the...
Swote?
Swote. If you don't know where your wallet is when it was in your swote, we got the Joe Biden news. Well, you know, how old, how late are you? No, we got a new one. Mike Pence, in the last hour and a half or so, news comes out for him. A lawyer for the former VP, who, by the way, is a potential candidate to be the next president of the United States. He's down the list, though, right? I don't know how he pulls it off.
Good luck to him.
The Trump crowd, well, some of the Trump crowd wanted him dead. And he's. I don't think he's going to get the mainstream. I think he's going to run, though, don't you? I see Pence jumping in the race.
I don't know. I think he's smart enough to see that he's got a very slim chance.
I think he
believes. Very slim.
You know what I think he believes? I think he believes God is telling him to run.
Well, there's that.
I mean, I honestly do. Found what they called a small number of documents bearing classified markings during a search of the former VP's Indiana home. Gregory F. Jacob. Are you a big deal when you throw the initial in there?
Yeah.
Do you want your designated representative? Would you rather me be Chad R. Hartman as opposed to Chad Hartman? Or would you rather me be my designated representative, C. Robert Hartman?
No, you can just stick with Chad Hartman.
Chad Hartman, you don't want the F? You don't want anything? Okay.
No.
Said the FBI collected classified documents from the Pence home on January 19th, so this is fairly recent. The story continues, the release continues, following press reports, classified documents at the personal home of President Biden. Out of abundance of caution, on Monday, January 16th, Vice President Pence engaged outside counsel with experience in handling classified documents to review records. Okay, so... I mean, let's do the Oprah. You have classified documents. You have classified documents. You have classified documents. When I raised this the other day saying Biden and Trump, we want no part of them, whether it was on the Twitter contraption or here, some people said, let's be honest, you might have classified documents at all these folks' place. Right now, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Jimmy Carter, Dan Quayle. Am I missing any living former president or vice president with that list?
I think you've done pretty well.
Should they all bring in an FBI representative to check for classified documents? Yes or no?
At this point?
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah.
I think the answer is yes. And one person benefits the most from the Pence news. I want you to guess who that is. Who do I believe benefits by far the most from the latest information involving Mike Pence and classified documents? Who do I have? And by the way, when I tell you, do you agree? You'll get a chance to guess who I think benefits the most right now through a text, 651-461-9226. And by the way, George Santos, yes or no, do we think he has classified documents right now?
I know if we asked him, whatever he says, let's go the other
way. Let's go the opposite way. Paul Simon brings us back. Is that who we have here?
Yes, it's Simon and Garfunkel. He'll jump in a little later.
So you told me we have three birthdays today.
Mm-hmm.
Are we including Jason DeRussia? Is Jason coming in to do some bumper?
We will not have Jason or Vanita on birthday bumpers.
Happy birthday to both. So Neil today, his birthday.
He is 82 today.
I was going to guess older.
Well, you would be wrong because he's 82.
Yeah, well, that's thank you. I appreciate that. Who else do we have?
Two that have left us, unfortunately.
Okay.
During the 1 o'clock hour, we'll hear Warren Zevon.
Oh, love Warren Zevon. I'll give you my pecking order right now. Warren is ahead of Neil for my personal taste.
That's fair.
Yeah, even though I thoroughly enjoy. I don't know if you heard this song, Sweet Caroline.
Sweet what?
Yeah, honestly. The Red Sox, that's it.
No one else could play.
No one other. It's the same thing with the Gritty. No other athlete can do the Gritty.
Okay. Can you do it when you're mocking him, though?
Yes.
Like, if the Yankees are pounding the Red Sox in the seventh inning, can they play Sweet Caroline after the seventh inning stretch?
But that's like, you know, when the Gophers, and they've now defeated the Badgers in football two consecutive years, but not this past year, but the year before, when they played Jump Around at the end, and people loved it. You know what I thought? Get your own song. I mean, it's just envy and jealousy because the Badgers have been so much better, and you don't have a song at this point. Go for football. Sports team at this point, and it's most likely not going to take off like Jump Around.
Very few would.
Very, very few. ESPN did a great feature on that during the season.
Yeah.
But if you're going with their song, in some ways you're complimenting them and you're admitting our failure by not having a song.
You can compliment them on having that, but I think it was a wonderful troll job to do it at the bank.
I think it's weak that you don't have your own song. That's what I believe. Who benefits? I think more people agree with you, by the way, on the troll job.
That's because I'm right.
Wait, isn't that Fridays?
We'll do that again.
Okay. Okay. Who benefits most from the news now that Mike Pence also has classified documents? And I believe when I raise this to you that Obama, W, Carter, Quayle, and Cheney, I think I got it. They all should have the FBI come in and look for classified documents. Who benefits the most from this? For me, it's a clear-cut winner. Who's either your guess or who do you believe it is?
I believe it's Donald J. I think Mr. Trump benefits the most because every former president and vice president that is found to have classified documents, he can just say, see, it's not just me.
Hit the button.
The bell or the buzzer?
The bell.
Yeah.
Hit the bell.
See?
You're 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
You are 100% correct. Now, Ron DeSantis is also a good answer, but it's not as good as Don Trump. Because Don Trump can say, like you said, hey, first of all, it was a witch hunt. It was another witch hunt after me. They were out to get me. And guess what? Sleepy Joe, he's got the same thing. And that untrustworthy vice president of mine, Mike Pence, is the same thing. So why are they going at me? He's going to say it. And we have differences so far with Biden, Pence, and Trump. We also have Joe Biden. November 2nd, the information was found. The election was days later. Did Mr. Transparency, and all of them just say they're going to be transparent, right? But Biden was the latest saying, we'll be the most transparent. Was he really transparent, or did he wait?
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Eventually. And then it's just drip, drip, drip. So Trump, who tried to say that just by thinking about it, he had declassified it, and it's in his top five of just fantastic ones. And then when they actually had to show in court that he really declassified him, he had nothing, and he obstructed. Okay.
Can Pence argue that he figured Trump thought about declassifying the documents that were found in his home?
That's true. Mike might also say, God told me these were declassified. But Trump's the biggest winner. Because as we said yesterday, far from the first, how is Merrick Garland now going to accept if Special Prosecutor Jack Smith says, I believe there's enough information to charge him. How is Merrick Garland going to separate himself and say, no, I'm not going to charge the guy who hired me, but I'm going to charge the guy who was part of the cabal to prevent me from being in the Supreme Court. And oh, by the way, his vice president, I'm not going to charge him also. And again, I understand there are legal differences, but if you don't think Merrick Garland is going to be paying attention to the politics of this also, I have a riverfront behind my home. Are you jotting me a note here? You want to just have an on-air discussion?
Congresswoman Omar will not be able to join us today. A serious matter, it sounds like. So.
Okay. Well, we sent our best.
Yeah.
Disappointed that she couldn't make it, but these things happen to all of us.
Yeah.
So we'll reschedule, and we'll get Congresswoman Omar on as soon as possible. Adam Carter's in. Ask Adam Anything comes up next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.